The Tour de France begins tomorrow with American Lance Armstrong vying for a record 6th consecutive win. This amid allegations of doping and the specter of his slim 61-second margin of victory in last year's Tour. For a preview of the race, we turn to James Rea, cycling columnist for the Sacramento Bee. He spoke with us from Sacramento before leaving for France. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
I suppose the question on everyone's mind is, can Lance Armstrong win again?
I think he certainly can win. I think that he's trained as well this year, if not with more intensity than he has in past years. He, of course, was excited about winning for the fifth time, but he wasn't very happy about winning by only 61 seconds. I think that the only reason he wouldn't win for the sixth time is something that he can't predict.
What about those allegations of doping? They followed Lance Armstrong for some time, but they seem to have hit quite a pitch with the publication of a book in France called L.A. Confidential, The Secrets of Lance Armstrong. You know, how big of a factor will it be?
In all honesty, I don't think it will be a factor at all. I think for me, and I think for other journalists, really, you have to prove these things in order to be accusatory like that. And I think that he's answered the question about doping so many times over the years that I think he's become hardened to it, and I think it'll be a minor factor while he's riding his bike, at least.
Yeah, of course, it's such a mental race in a way. I just wondered if this would bother him enough to put him off his game, so to speak.
I think he can completely focus, you know, on the bike while he's riding, and I think these other things, whether it's, you know, there's the distraction of now he's a divorced father of three, he has a new relationship with a rock singer, and there's been a book written about him that accuses him of taking illegal drugs. I think these things are all factors, but I think that once he's on the bike, it's pretty much about the bike.
How is the field of riders then shaping up? Who's likely to be Armstrong's strongest competition, for instance?
One of the strongest riders in the field will be a guy named Jan Ulrich, who finished second to Lance last year. And in fact, five times he finished second in the race, and he won the race in 1997. Lance always says that Jan Ulrich is the guy he fears the most. Another side story, and a very important story, is Tyler Hamilton. He's a rider from Massachusetts who last year finished fourth in the Tour de France. Tyler's had a very good spring campaign and has actually beaten Lance in some couple of key races. So you may, for the first time, have a situation where we have two Americans who will be on the podium in France. That's never happened before.
Well, now, what do they have in front of them? Tell us about this year's route.
Pretty much the race is divided into two halves. The first half of the racing will be traditionally flat, rolling stages through the French countryside. And if you've seen the race on TV, sometimes you see the riders going through these fields of incredible sunflowers, and it's mile after mile after mile. The second half of the race will be primarily mountain stages and time trials, where the riders will ride up into these incredible peaks in the Pyrenees and the Alps. And that's when riders like Lance Armstrong, Jan Ulrich, Tyler Hamilton can show their skills. They're very strong climbers. They're very strong individual riders. And toward the end of the race, that's when you'll see the candidates who will be contesting the overall title will come to the forefront.
James, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
Speaking with us from member station KXJZ in Sacramento, James Rea is cycling columnist for the Sacramento Bee and publisher of the Tour de France Times.